Are you enjoying a well-deserved break in the lead-up to New Year's Eve? Do you finally have time to binge on, well, those TV series you've been saving up for most of the year? Dan Barrett is online editor at SBS and our regular TV correspondent. He's here with some recommendations for you. Very good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Hamish.
Where are you this morning? You're normally in the studio with me.
Yeah, usually this week I'm in Brisbane.
Oh, good for you. Is that where home is? Are you back there for Christmas break?
Look, I mean, home's where the big screen TV is, but yeah, the parents and everyone are here.
All right, your first pick is a series available online streaming service Stan. It's called Flesh and Bone. What's it about?
That's right. I just wanted to pick a few shows that people may not necessarily have decided to stick on. You know, you're clicking around, you don't really hover over the ones that you should. This one's this thing called Flesh and Bone. Basically, it's about the lives and drama surrounding ballerinas. So this kind of comes out sort of post Black Swan, if you remember that film from about 4 or 5 years ago now. It's the kind of thing you kind of feel that you've seen stories before about ballerinas and the sort of conniving sort of relationships between them all. And you get the feeling of the darkness that usually underlies such beautiful artistic triumphs on stage. But what this is a bit more interesting is the way that it harnesses, I guess, the visual scope of visual storytelling to really get at the core of the physical endurance they go through. It's called Flesh and Bone because it's very much about the physicality of these ballerinas. Every time that you hear a ballerina have some sort of physical injury, you hear those bones crack or, you know, rattle around. It is a really graphic, gory look at ballerinas. It's fantastic.
All right. I could never have imagined myself watching a series about ballerinas, but I may give it a look. Second pick this week is Halt and Catch Fire. Now, you actually mentioned this earlier in the year. The show's now in its third season. It's available on Presto. Let's just take a listen to it.
Humans crave connection.
They've stolen all our users.
They cloned the whole thing?
This isn't happening!
I'm talking about you and me partnering again.
I'm going to work for Mutiny.
This is going to keep happening. We'll never be in the driver's seat.
I guess it's time to move out to the left coast.
I had an affair!
Part of me doesn't want you to go away.
Holding hands with Joe McMillan never ends well.
Sounds slightly stressful in that trailer, but why should we binge on it?
Look, first season, it's a 1980s set series about the computer industry. So in the very early 80s, computers were still rather large and the PC revolution was coming. This is about the small company out there trying to clone the big machines, but do it at a price which is quite equitable for the average consumer to have their first computer. When it started, it was very much like a faux Mad Men kind of thing, had a complicated man at the center, and it felt a little bit trite. But as the show went on, it discovered that the most interesting thing about the show were the female characters in it. So by the end of the first season, and definitely as the second and third season went on, it became very much about these two women, one a computer engineer, and the other one the wife of the head engineer for this computer company. And it's about the two of them sort of going on their own and trying to launch up startup companies, which are really launching the first sort of online communities and retail spaces online. Really fascinating, fun drama. And if you like things like Mad Men, take some time to heat up, but I think you definitely get those same sort of pleasures.
Yeah, okay, great. And there was actually a fantastic article in the paper the other day about this particular New Year's Eve tradition and how it became a tradition. We were, of course, talking about Dinner for One, but there are lots of traditions on New Year's Eve television, but that one in particular, I guess, is the one that we all think of.
That's right. There's these two big traditions on Australian TV. Dinner for One's a 1963 black and white British sketch comedy. It's, look, I don't think it's the funniest thing that you'll see, but I think people have grown up with this as being a staple in their life. SBS have shown it every year since 1989, and this year's no different. It's about 6:05, 6:10 on New Year's Eve. But also Channel 9 have their own tradition, and they screen every year the Village People film, Can't Stop the Music. So usually it's 12:01. You can usually, you know, see out the new year and go in that way. But I think this year it's starting about like 11:30 in the evening. So you'll be halfway through the film and forget about the clock going because, you know, with that music.
Dan, thank you very much indeed. What are you doing for New Year's Eve? Are you watching telly?
Look, New Year's Eve, I think there might be a bit of TV. I might make a sneaky trip out to the movies. We'll see how it goes.
All right, you go for it. Thanks very much. Good to talk as always.
Thank you.
Dan Barrett is online editor at SBS and our regular TV correspondent. It's 27 minutes past 8.